The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Now, by Eckhart Tolle, is a book about living in the present moment and awakening to the power of the now. It explores the importance of being present in the moment and how it can help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. The book begins by discussing the importance of being present in the moment and how it can help us to become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. It then goes on to discuss how the ego can be a hindrance to living in the present moment and how it can lead to suffering. The book then explores how to become more aware of the present moment and how to use it to create a more meaningful life. It also discusses how to let go of the past and how to use the power of the now to create a better future. Finally, the book discusses how to use the power of the now to create a more peaceful and harmonious life. The Power of Now is an inspiring and thought-provoking book that can help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of now, the power of the present moment, is the key to living a fulfilled life. Eckhart Tolle encourages readers to become aware of the present moment and to live in the now, rather than in the past or future. Main idea number 2. The ego is a false sense of self that is based on past experiences and future expectations. Tolle explains that the ego is the source of all suffering and that it must be transcended in order to experience true peace and joy. Main idea number 3. The pain body is a collection of negative emotions and energies that are stored in the body and can be triggered by external events. Tolle explains that the pain body must be acknowledged and released in order to be free from suffering. Main idea number 4. The unmanifested is the source of all potential and creativity. Tolle explains that by connecting to the unmanifested, one can access a deeper level of awareness and creativity. Main idea number 5. The inner body is a source of stillness and peace that can be accessed through meditation and other practices. Tolle explains that by connecting to the inner body, one can experience a deeper level of presence and awareness. Main idea number 6. The now is the only moment that truly exists and is the source of all power. Tolle explains that by living in the now, one can experience a deeper level of peace and joy. Main idea number 7. The three levels of mind. Tolle explains that there are three levels of mind: the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, and the superconscious mind. He explains that by connecting to the superconscious mind, one can access a deeper level of awareness and understanding. Main idea number 8. The three dimensions of time. Tolle explains that there are three dimensions of time: the past, the present, and the future. He explains that by living in the present moment, one can experience a deeper level of peace and joy. Main idea number 9. The three levels of consciousness. Tolle explains that there are three levels of consciousness: the egoic mind, the higher mind, and the awakened mind. He explains that by connecting to the higher mind, one can access a deeper level of awareness and understanding. Main idea number 10. The three stages of awakening. Tolle explains that there are three stages of awakening: the initial awakening, the deepening of the awakening, and the integration of the awakening. He explains that by going through these stages, one can experience a deeper level of presence and awareness. Main idea number 11. The three principles of transformation. Tolle explains that there are three principles of transformation: acceptance, surrender, and detachment. He explains that by following these principles, one can experience a deeper level of peace and joy. Main idea number 12. The three levels of being, Tolle explains that there are three levels of being, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can access a deeper level of presence and awareness. Main idea number 13. The three levels of perception, Tolle explains that there are three levels of perception, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of understanding and insight. Main idea number 14. The three levels of action, Tolle explains that there are three levels of action, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can access a deeper level of power and creativity. Main idea number 15. The three levels of relationship, Tolle explains that there are three levels of relationship, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of connection and intimacy. Main idea number 16. The three levels of love, Tolle explains that there are three levels of love, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of love and compassion. Main idea number 17. The three levels of power, Tolle explains that there are three levels of power, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can access a deeper level of strength and courage. Main idea number 18. The three levels of freedom, Tolle explains that there are three levels of freedom, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of freedom and liberation. Main idea number 19. The three levels of joy, Tolle explains that there are three levels of joy, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can access a deeper level of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 20. The three levels of peace, Tolle explains that there are three levels of peace, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. He explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of peace and contentment. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Power of Now is a book by Eckhart Tolle that encourages readers to become aware of the present moment and to live in the now, rather than in the past or future. Tolle argues that living in the present moment is the key to living a fulfilled life. He encourages readers to become mindful of their thoughts and feelings, and to observe them without judgment. He also encourages readers to focus on the present moment and to be aware of their surroundings. Tolle believes that by living in the present moment, we can become more aware of our true selves and our connection to the world around us. He also believes that by living in the present moment, we can become more aware of our purpose in life and our potential for growth and transformation. Tolle encourages readers to practice mindfulness and to be aware of their thoughts and feelings. He believes that by being mindful of our thoughts and feelings, we can become more aware of our true selves and our connection to the world around us. He also encourages readers to practice gratitude and to appreciate the beauty of the present moment. He believes that by being grateful for the present moment, we can become more aware of our purpose in life and our potential for growth and transformation. The Power of Now is a powerful book that encourages readers to become aware of the present moment and to live in the now. Tolle believes that by living in the present moment, we can become more aware of our true selves and our connection to the world around us. He also believes that by living in the present moment, we can become more aware of our purpose in life and our potential for growth and transformation. The Power of Now is a must-read for anyone looking to live a more fulfilled life. Main idea number 2. The ego is a false sense of self that is based on past experiences and future expectations. It is the source of all suffering, as it creates a sense of separation from the present moment and from our true selves. The ego is constantly seeking validation and approval from the outside world, and it is this need for external validation that leads to feelings of insecurity and unhappiness. By recognizing the ego and its false sense of self, we can begin to transcend it and move towards a more authentic and peaceful existence. Tolle explains that the ego is the source of all suffering and that it must be transcended in order to experience true peace and joy. He encourages us to become aware of the ego and its false sense of self, and to recognize that it is not our true identity. By letting go of the ego and its need for external validation, we can begin to experience a deeper connection to ourselves and to the present moment. This connection can bring us a sense of peace and joy that is not dependent on external circumstances or approval. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle offers a powerful and transformative message about the ego and how to transcend it. By recognizing the ego and its false sense of self, we can begin to move towards a more authentic and peaceful existence. By letting go of the ego and its need for external validation, we can begin to experience a deeper connection to ourselves and to the present moment. This connection can bring us a sense of peace and joy that is not dependent on external circumstances or approval. Main idea number 3. The pain body is a term coined by Eckhart Tolle in his book The Power of Now. It is a collection of negative emotions and energies that are stored in the body and can be triggered by external events. Tolle explains that the pain body must be acknowledged and released in order to be free from suffering. He suggests that we become aware of the pain body and its presence in our lives, and that we learn to observe it without judgment or attachment. This allows us to recognize the pain body as a separate entity from our true self, and to release it from our lives. Tolle explains that the pain body is a form of unconsciousness, and that it is the source of much of our suffering. He suggests that we become aware of the pain body and its presence in our lives, and that we learn to observe it without judgment or attachment. This allows us to recognize the pain body as a separate entity from our true self, and to release it from our lives. By doing this, we can free ourselves from the pain body and its negative effects. Tolle also suggests that we practice mindfulness and meditation in order to become aware of the pain body and its presence in our lives. He explains that by becoming aware of the pain body, we can learn to observe it without judgment or attachment. This allows us to recognize the pain body as a separate entity from our true self, and to release it from our lives. By doing this, we can free ourselves from the pain body and its negative effects. Main idea number 4. The unmanifested is the source of all potential and creativity. It is the realm of pure potentiality, the field of all possibilities, the infinite and eternal void from which all forms emerge. It is the source of all that is, was, and ever will be. It is the source of all life, all creativity, and all love. It is the source of all that is real and true. It is the source of all that is beautiful and good. It is the source of all that is meaningful and purposeful. By connecting to the unmanifested, one can access a deeper level of awareness and creativity. It is a place of stillness and peace, a place of infinite potential and possibility. It is a place of profound insight and understanding, a place of profound love and compassion. It is a place of profound joy and bliss, a place of profound wisdom and knowledge. It is a place of profound connection and unity, a place of profound harmony and balance. The unmanifested is the source of all that is, and it is the source of all that can be. By connecting to the unmanifested, one can access the power of the infinite and eternal void, and use it to create a life of joy, abundance, and fulfillment. By connecting to the unmanifested, one can access the power of the infinite and eternal void, and use it to create a life of peace, love, and harmony. Main idea number 5. The inner body is a source of stillness and peace that can be accessed through meditation and other practices. Eckhart Tolle explains that by connecting to the inner body, one can experience a deeper level of presence and awareness. This connection can be achieved by focusing on the physical sensations of the body, such as the breath, the heartbeat, and the movement of energy within the body. By doing this, one can become aware of the inner body and its connection to the present moment. This awareness can help to bring about a sense of peace and stillness, allowing one to be more present and mindful in their daily life. The inner body is also a source of wisdom and insight. By connecting to the inner body, one can gain access to their intuition and inner knowing. This can help to guide them in making decisions and taking action in their life. It can also help to bring clarity and understanding to difficult situations and emotions. By connecting to the inner body, one can gain a greater understanding of themselves and the world around them. The inner body is a powerful tool for self-discovery and transformation. By connecting to the inner body, one can gain insight into their true nature and the potential for growth and change. This connection can help to bring about a greater sense of self-awareness and self-acceptance, allowing one to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Main idea number 6. The now is the only moment that truly exists. It is the source of all power and the gateway to a deeper level of peace and joy. By living in the now, we can become aware of the present moment and the beauty and potential it holds. We can become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and how they affect our lives. We can become aware of our connection to the world around us and the power of our choices. We can become aware of the power of our thoughts and how they shape our reality. We can become aware of the power of our emotions and how they can be used to create positive change. By living in the now, we can become aware of the power of our intentions and how they can be used to manifest our dreams and desires. Living in the now is not about ignoring the past or the future, but rather about being present in the moment and embracing it fully. It is about being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and how they affect our lives. It is about being aware of our connection to the world around us and the power of our choices. It is about being mindful of our thoughts and how they shape our reality. It is about being aware of our emotions and how they can be used to create positive change. It is about being mindful of our intentions and how they can be used to manifest our dreams and desires. By living in the now, we can experience a deeper level of peace and joy. We can become aware of the beauty and potential of the present moment. We can become aware of our connection to the world around us and the power of our choices. We can become aware of the power of our thoughts and how they shape our reality. We can become aware of the power of our emotions and how they can be used to create positive change. We can become aware of the power of our intentions and how they can be used to manifest our dreams and desires. Main idea number 7. Tolle explains that there are three levels of mind: the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, and the superconscious mind. The conscious mind is the part of the mind that is aware of the present moment and is able to think, reason, and make decisions. The unconscious mind is the part of the mind that stores memories, beliefs, and habits. The superconscious mind is the part of the mind that is connected to a higher level of awareness and understanding. It is the part of the mind that can access deeper truths and insights. Tolle explains that by connecting to the superconscious mind, one can access a deeper level of awareness and understanding. This connection can help one to gain clarity and insight into their life and the world around them. It can also help one to become more aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and to gain a better understanding of the interconnectedness of all things. By connecting to the superconscious mind, one can gain a greater sense of peace and joy. The three levels of mind is an important concept in Eckhart Tolle's teachings. By understanding and connecting to the different levels of mind, one can gain a greater understanding of themselves and the world around them. This can lead to a greater sense of peace and joy, and a deeper connection to the present moment. Main idea number 8. Eckhart Tolle explains that there are three dimensions of time: the past, the present, and the future. He explains that the past is a memory, the present is a moment of awareness, and the future is a projection of our imagination. He further explains that by living in the present moment, one can experience a deeper level of peace and joy. This is because the present moment is the only moment that truly exists, and it is the only moment in which we can make conscious choices. By being mindful of the present moment, we can become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and make conscious decisions that will lead to a more fulfilling life. Tolle also explains that by living in the present moment, we can become aware of our connection to the universe. He explains that by being mindful of the present moment, we can become aware of the interconnectedness of all things, and the power of our thoughts and actions to shape our lives. He further explains that by living in the present moment, we can become aware of our true nature, and the power of our inner wisdom to guide us in our life journey. Tolle's teachings on the three dimensions of time provide a powerful reminder of the importance of living in the present moment. By being mindful of the present moment, we can become aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and make conscious decisions that will lead to a more fulfilling life. We can also become aware of our connection to the universe, and the power of our inner wisdom to guide us in our life journey. Main idea number 9. Tolle explains that there are three levels of consciousness: the egoic mind, the higher mind, and the awakened mind. The egoic mind is the level of consciousness that is most familiar to us. It is the level of consciousness that is driven by the ego, which is the part of us that is concerned with our own needs and desires. The egoic mind is focused on the past and the future, and it is constantly trying to control and manipulate the present moment. The higher mind is the level of consciousness that is connected to the divine. It is the level of consciousness that is open to the wisdom of the universe and is able to access a deeper level of understanding. The higher mind is focused on the present moment and is able to see the interconnectedness of all things. The awakened mind is the level of consciousness that is connected to the divine and is able to access a deeper level of understanding. The awakened mind is focused on the present moment and is able to see the interconnectedness of all things. It is the level of consciousness that is open to the wisdom of the universe and is able to access a deeper level of understanding. Main idea number 10. Tolle explains that there are three stages of awakening: the initial awakening, the deepening of the awakening, and the integration of the awakening. The initial awakening is the first step in the process, and it involves recognizing the present moment and the power of now. This is the stage where one begins to become aware of the power of the present moment and the potential for transformation that it holds. The deepening of the awakening is the second stage, and it involves deepening one's understanding of the present moment and the power of now. This is the stage where one begins to explore the depths of the present moment and to become more aware of the potential for transformation that it holds. The integration of the awakening is the third and final stage, and it involves integrating the understanding of the present moment and the power of now into one's life. This is the stage where one begins to live in the present moment and to use the power of now to create a life of joy, peace, and fulfillment. Main idea number 11. Eckhart Tolle explains that there are three principles of transformation: acceptance, surrender, and detachment. He states that by accepting the present moment, one can begin to let go of the past and the future, and instead focus on the present. By surrendering to the present moment, one can open up to the possibilities of the future and the potential for growth. Finally, by detaching from the outcome of any situation, one can remain open to the possibilities of the present moment without being attached to the outcome. Tolle explains that by following these principles, one can experience a deeper level of peace and joy. He states that by accepting the present moment, one can become aware of the beauty and potential of the present moment, and by surrendering to the present moment, one can open up to the possibilities of the future. Finally, by detaching from the outcome of any situation, one can remain open to the possibilities of the present moment without being attached to the outcome. Tolle believes that by following these principles of transformation, one can experience a greater sense of peace and joy in life. He states that by accepting the present moment, one can become aware of the beauty and potential of the present moment, and by surrendering to the present moment, one can open up to the possibilities of the future. Finally, by detaching from the outcome of any situation, one can remain open to the possibilities of the present moment without being attached to the outcome. Main idea number 12. Tolle explains that there are three levels of being: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level is the most basic level of being, and it is the level of the body and the physical world. The mental level is the level of the mind and the thoughts that we have. Finally, the spiritual level is the level of the soul and the connection to the divine. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can access a deeper level of presence and awareness. This level of being is not bound by the physical world, and it allows us to access a higher level of consciousness. By connecting to this level, we can become more aware of our true nature and our connection to the divine. We can also become more aware of our purpose in life and our connection to the universe. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, we can become more aware of our true selves and our connection to the divine. We can also become more aware of our purpose in life and our connection to the universe. By connecting to this level, we can become more present in the moment and more connected to our inner wisdom. This level of being can help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 13. Tolle explains that there are three levels of perception: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level is the most basic level of perception, where we experience the world through our five senses. The mental level is where we interpret and analyze the physical level, and it is where we form opinions and judgments. The spiritual level is the deepest level of perception, where we can connect to a higher level of understanding and insight. This level is often accessed through meditation, prayer, or other spiritual practices. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of understanding and insight. This level of perception can help us to see the world in a new way, and to gain a greater understanding of our place in the universe. It can also help us to become more aware of our own thoughts and feelings, and to gain a greater sense of peace and contentment. The three levels of perception can be a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. By connecting to the spiritual level, we can gain a greater understanding of ourselves and the world around us. This can help us to make better decisions, to live more authentically, and to find greater joy and fulfillment in life. Main idea number 14. Tolle explains that there are three levels of action: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level is the most basic and involves the body and its actions. This is the level of action that most people are familiar with and is the most tangible. The mental level is the level of thought and involves the mind and its processes. This is the level of action that is often overlooked, but is essential for understanding the world around us. Finally, the spiritual level is the level of connection to something greater than ourselves. This is the level of action that allows us to access a deeper level of power and creativity. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, we can access a deeper level of power and creativity. This level of action is not limited to any one religion or belief system, but rather is a universal connection to something greater than ourselves. By connecting to this level, we can tap into a source of energy and creativity that can help us to manifest our goals and dreams. This level of action is often overlooked, but is essential for understanding the world around us and for achieving our goals. The three levels of action are an important concept to understand in order to access our full potential. By connecting to the spiritual level, we can access a deeper level of power and creativity that can help us to manifest our goals and dreams. By understanding and utilizing the three levels of action, we can unlock our full potential and create a life of abundance and joy. Main idea number 15. Tolle explains that there are three levels of relationship: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level is the most basic level of relationship, where two people interact through physical contact, such as holding hands, hugging, or kissing. The mental level is the level of communication, where two people interact through verbal and nonverbal communication, such as talking, listening, and understanding each other. The spiritual level is the deepest level of relationship, where two people connect on a soul level, beyond the physical and mental. This level of connection is often experienced through meditation, prayer, or other spiritual practices. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of connection and intimacy. This level of relationship is based on unconditional love, acceptance, and understanding. It is a connection that transcends the physical and mental, and allows two people to experience a deeper level of understanding and connection. This level of relationship can be experienced through meditation, prayer, or other spiritual practices, and can be a powerful source of healing and growth. The three levels of relationship can be a powerful tool for deepening relationships and creating a more meaningful connection. By connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of connection and intimacy, and can create a more meaningful and fulfilling relationship. This level of relationship can be a powerful source of healing and growth, and can help to create a more meaningful and fulfilling relationship. Main idea number 16. Tolle explains that there are three levels of love: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level of love is based on physical attraction and the desire for physical intimacy. The mental level of love is based on intellectual understanding and the desire for emotional connection. The spiritual level of love is based on a deep connection to the divine and the desire for spiritual union. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level of love, one can experience a deeper level of love and compassion. This level of love is unconditional and is not based on physical or mental attraction. It is a love that transcends the physical and mental realms and is rooted in the spiritual realm. This level of love is often referred to as divine love and is the highest form of love one can experience. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level of love, one can experience a greater sense of peace and joy. This level of love is not dependent on external circumstances and can be accessed at any time. It is a love that is unconditional and can be shared with all beings. By connecting to this level of love, one can experience a greater sense of connection to the divine and to all of life. Main idea number 17. Eckhart Tolle explains that there are three levels of power: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level of power is the most basic and is based on physical strength and abilities. The mental level of power is based on knowledge and understanding. Finally, the spiritual level of power is the deepest and most powerful level. It is based on a connection to something greater than oneself, and it is from this level that one can access a deeper level of strength and courage. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can tap into a source of power that is far greater than anything that can be found on the physical or mental levels. This power can be used to overcome obstacles, to manifest one's desires, and to create a life of joy and fulfillment. It is a power that is available to everyone, and it is the key to unlocking one's true potential. The spiritual level of power is not something that can be easily accessed, however. It requires a deep level of self-awareness and a willingness to let go of the ego and its attachments. It also requires a commitment to living in the present moment and to being open to the guidance of the universe. By connecting to the spiritual level of power, one can access a strength and courage that can help them to create a life of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 18. Eckhart Tolle explains that there are three levels of freedom: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level of freedom is the most basic and refers to the freedom of movement and action. This level of freedom is necessary for survival and is the foundation of all other freedoms. The mental level of freedom is the freedom of thought and expression. This level of freedom allows us to explore our inner world and express our ideas and feelings. Finally, the spiritual level of freedom is the freedom of the soul. This level of freedom is the most profound and allows us to connect to a deeper level of understanding and liberation. By connecting to the spiritual level, we can experience a greater sense of freedom and joy. Tolle explains that the spiritual level of freedom is the most powerful and transformative. It is the level of freedom that allows us to transcend our physical and mental limitations and connect to a higher power. By connecting to the spiritual level, we can experience a greater sense of peace, joy, and purpose. We can also gain a deeper understanding of our true nature and our place in the universe. This level of freedom is the key to unlocking our true potential and living a life of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 19. Tolle explains that there are three levels of joy: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level of joy is the most basic and is experienced through the senses. It is the pleasure we get from eating a delicious meal, listening to music, or feeling the warmth of the sun on our skin. The mental level of joy is more complex and is experienced through our thoughts and emotions. It is the joy we get from achieving a goal, learning something new, or connecting with another person. Finally, the spiritual level of joy is the deepest and most profound. It is the joy that comes from connecting to something greater than ourselves, such as a higher power or the universe. This level of joy is often experienced through meditation, prayer, or other spiritual practices. By connecting to the spiritual level, one can access a deeper level of joy and fulfillment. This level of joy is not dependent on external circumstances, but rather comes from within. It is a joy that is not fleeting, but rather is a constant source of peace and contentment. It is a joy that is not dependent on the approval of others, but rather comes from a place of self-acceptance and self-love. This level of joy is not dependent on material possessions, but rather comes from a place of gratitude and appreciation for all that we have. By connecting to the spiritual level of joy, we can experience a greater sense of peace and fulfillment in our lives. We can learn to appreciate the present moment and find joy in the simple things. We can learn to be content with what we have and to be grateful for all that we have been given. We can learn to accept ourselves and to love ourselves unconditionally. By connecting to the spiritual level of joy, we can experience a greater sense of peace and fulfillment in our lives. Main idea number 20. Tolle explains that there are three levels of peace: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. The physical level of peace is the most basic and is achieved through the absence of physical conflict. This can be achieved through the practice of nonviolence, or by simply avoiding physical confrontations. The mental level of peace is achieved through the absence of mental conflict. This can be achieved through the practice of mindfulness, or by simply avoiding mental confrontations. Finally, the spiritual level of peace is achieved through the absence of spiritual conflict. This can be achieved through the practice of meditation, or by simply avoiding spiritual confrontations. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level, one can experience a deeper level of peace and contentment. This is because the spiritual level of peace is not dependent on external circumstances, but rather on an inner connection to the divine. By connecting to this inner source of peace, one can experience a sense of inner harmony and balance, regardless of what is happening in the external world. This inner peace can be experienced even in the midst of chaos and turmoil, and can provide a sense of calm and serenity. Tolle explains that by connecting to the spiritual level of peace, one can experience a sense of inner freedom and liberation. This is because the spiritual level of peace is not dependent on external circumstances, but rather on an inner connection to the divine. By connecting to this inner source of peace, one can experience a sense of inner harmony and balance, regardless of what is happening in the external world. This inner peace can be experienced even in the midst of chaos and turmoil, and can provide a sense of calm and serenity. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.